The third wave, organizational trust. In our work with clients, before we even talk about the four cores or the 13 behaviors, we often ask a series of questions, which I'd like to ask of you now. Take a few moments to answer these questions in your own mind. How would you describe a low-trust organization? How would you describe a high-trust organization? Which description best represents your organization? In our workshops and presentations, participants typically say that in a low-trust organization, they see cultural behaviors like these. People withhold and hoard information. People spin the truth to their advantage. New ideas are openly resisted and stifled. Mistakes are covered up or covered over. Most people are involved in a blame game, bad-mouthing others. People tend to overpromise and underdeliver. In contrast, participants say that in a high-trust organization, they typically see different behaviors, such as these. Information is shared openly. Mistakes are tolerated and encouraged as a way of learning. People talk straight and confront real issues. People share credit abundantly. Transparency is a practice value. There is a high degree of accountability. Then we ask them questions about the results of these behaviors, such as, what percentage of your time is focused on the real work? How collaborative is your culture? How well are your people able to execute your strategy? Do people know what the organization's priorities are? What kinds of systems and processes are in place? What is the impact of all of this on speed? What is the impact of all of this on cost? It's interesting that the biggest aha in this exercise does not come when people see the effects of low trust in their organizations. The biggest aha comes when they realize that it's happening as a result of violating principles, not only individually, but also organizationally. It's not just violating the four cores and the 13 behaviors. It's also violating the principles of organizational design that create alignment with the cores and behaviors. And it happens when people, especially leaders, blame the behaviors of people in the organization on a low-trust environment without understanding their own responsibility to create, deploy, and maintain systems that promote an environment of high trust. So if you don't have the level of trust and the high trust dividends you want in your organization, it's time to look at the principle of alignment. It's time to look at the structures and systems that communicate far more eloquently than words, the underlying paradigms affecting trust in the culture.